Welcome back to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. On this weekend show, we're talking about Tuolumne County's Behavioral Health Department. The Behavioral Health Department has recently hired new director, Michael Wilson. He's a licensed marriage and family therapist. He's been on the job for about 4 months now. Mr. Wilson, next thing I want to ask you about is, you know, do you see many younger children with behavioral health services, or is it primarily the older population?
We see a lot of children, young adults, and what we call transitional age young adults, which is 16 to 25. And of course, being that we have I think 25% of the individuals in Tuolumne County are 60 or 65 and older, so there's a larger, older population here. But regarding the children, we are making an effort to work with the kids that are placed in out of home, that have been maybe taken away or in foster agencies, perhaps even placed outside the county, and making an effort to work with those children, the agencies that are helping them, and bring them back to this county to be placed in local foster homes. And then when that happens, to support those foster children and the foster parents, providing them training, therapy, whatever they need to keep them in place, and just support that effort to have community members, you know, reside and get help in our community.
Can you explain a little bit, if people would come to your office with like domestic violence concerns, would that be in-house or would that go to a different agency then in the county?
If someone had domestic violence charges, they'd likely be going through probation and be ordered through the courts to attend the domestic violence classes that are offered, I believe, through a contractor with probation. We do, if someone receives our services and has some domestic violence issues, we are of course going to address those. It may not meet the court requirements, but we're going to, whatever issue someone has that is a client of ours, we're going to address as part of the whole person.
You know, if somebody's listening today, they've heard about the various issues that have been discussed, and they want to provide more input, or they want to, you know, weigh in on different things. You know, are there community meetings and type things that they can go to?
Yes, there is. And one of the primary ways we get feedback is through the Mental Health Services Act stakeholder process. And we have been having some meetings recently. We have them regularly on a more or less a yearly basis. We target certain audiences. We've had a stakeholder process with law enforcement, with the National Alliance for the Mentally Ill, NAMI. And I think we've worked with the schools as well to kind of figure out what they see as their needs. And we have some general stakeholder meetings as well. And the best way to find out when those meetings are would be to call the office, speak to someone that works within our Mental Health Services Act component, or check out our website. And I believe we generally advertise when our stakeholder meetings are.
You mentioned the Mental Health Services Act, so those meetings are kind of a requirement of some legislation that was passed?
They are. We are to listen to the community, figure out what the need is and the concerns, and then work to provide those services.
So those meetings, are they typically like a quarterly type thing, or every year type thing?
We have a three-year plan, and then we have annual updates. So it usually happens on an annual cycle to have those stakeholder process and develop where we're going to head as an agency.
I've also heard a little bit about a Behavioral Health Advisory Committee. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, the Behavioral Health Advisory Board is a great board. I think we currently have 9 to 10 members. It can have a maximum of 15. It reports to the Board of Supervisors. It's a way for the community and the Board of Supervisors to have oversight over the Behavioral Health Department, to, you know, ask us to do presentations, to look at our data, to evaluate our contractors, and you know, maybe pick us apart a little bit, but all in good to improve our services. If anyone were ever interested in joining that committee, there are some requirements, and you do have to be appointed to be part of that advisory committee. But you know, fill out an application and join us in our advisory board.
People who are on that committee, is it primarily like community leaders, or is it more just common citizens who want to get involved?
It is often family members or consumers of behavioral health services that join, concerned community members. We always have one of the supervisors at the table, and we would love to have leaders of the community there too, law enforcement, businesses, join us, because the behavioral health issues can be widespread and varied across the community.
We talked about issues like mental health, drug and alcohol addiction. Anything else that's keeping you busy these days that you're working on as well?
As a provider of services as a managed care plan. There's parity, so we must provide services in the substance use domain. And one of the things we need to do is to gear up to be a drug medical provider. And we currently are not a drug medical provider. There are 11 other counties, and mostly smaller counties, that are in a similar situation. So one of the things that is occupying several of my staff's time is gearing up to do that and meet the obligations that the state requires.
We reported recently that the Tuolumne Bannemeeweek Indians Health Center, as well as Adventist Health Sonora, teamed up to hire a psychiatrist locally in the community. Things like that, does that benefit kind of things that you're working on and your common goals?
Definitely. Any behavioral health professional that's brought to our community by any other agency is a benefit to the behavioral health department and to the community at large. And just recently met the psychiatrist and talked with the staff there, and we're going to meet regularly. We're going to figure out how we overlap and how we can kind of serve the community the best.
Well, Mr. Wilson, thank you so much for coming in today. Any closing comments as we wrap up?
I just want to thank you for having me here, for your interest in behavioral health issues, and hopefully, you know, maybe spark some interest in the community to come join us in our advisory board, or just make contact with us, and maybe someone out there that's in need will now know there's a behavioral health department that can serve them.
And best of luck with everything you're working on.
Thank you.
Again, we thank Michael Wilson. He is a new behavioral health director for Tuolumne County, our guest on this weekend's Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen. I was your host. We'll be back next week with more Motherlode Views.
You've been listening to Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.